Robert Burns, candidate for Colorado Springs City Council, District 6. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, Drake. I really appreciate it.
To begin with, I'd like to just give you a chance to introduce yourself. Tell people a little bit about your background.
So, originally born and raised in Texas, small, born in Dickinson, Texas, but I claim Dickinson and Navasota, Texas as my hometown. So just kind of small towns that I'm originally from. And then when I graduated from high school in 87, I joined the Army Reserves. And so that was from 87 to 92, I was in the Army Reserves National Guard. And from there in 92, I joined active duty and have served on active duty until last year, May 2016 is when I retired. And we moved actually here to Colorado Springs in 2012. I was the recruiter NCO for Fort Carson, Colorado, and just decided it was time for me to move on with my life. And so the wife and I decided to stay here in Colorado. We had three teenagers at the time in high school, they attending James Irwin High School. So we decided to let them graduate. We've moved them around so much, so that's kind of how we've ended up here. Now one has since graduated. She attends CSU in Fort Collins, and the other two have a junior at over there at James Irwin and a freshman, and then the wife. So actually the wife and I will be married 20 years here in June. June 25th will be our 20-year anniversary. And that's kind of, I'm just really involved in our community. This is what the wife and I do. We like to be involved. And so that was kind of my decision in running for city council, you know, just to do something to be involved, especially with our current political climate. And then one thing happened is our pastor was talking about doing things that we always say we didn't do. And a lot, most of the time that being in the service, a lot of things I wanted to do was run for public office at one time in my life. And so when he talked about that, and then I was like, you know what? I need to look into this. So I looked into the elections and what was coming open and what was coming up. And I saw that the city council elections were coming up in April. And I like the aspect of the city council because it is more of a collaborative environment. So being collaborative seemed like something that I could get into versus being running for like that single position office. So that's why I've decided to run for city council, to help develop our city and help our city move forward, and just be in that collaborative environment to work together for those ends.
And you mentioned the current political climate as being one of the reasons that you wanted to run for council. Talk a little bit more about that.
So just one thing that I saw is just I would like just to be involved in, you know, I'm unaffiliated, so neither Republican nor Democrat. I'm more of an individual thinker. And so looking at our kind of political climate and just basically being able to bring what I like to say is just bring open thought to the whole process of politics is just how I like to move forward. So when you look at if you were to look at my ballot during the election, I like to research each individual and how they stand on a certain subject or stance, and I think about it, and that's the way I'll vote. I'll just basically look at all the evidence when it comes to that and make a decision. And so our current political climate looks so focused. You're either for one thing or against another, and I'm not like that. I look at everything, and I like to look at both sides of the story and then just basically make a decision, an educated decision from that. Look at all the evidence, listen to all the voices, and then make a decision.
So you're running to represent District 6, which is a large district. It encompasses a lot of area, but how would you characterize District 6, and what would you say are some of the core constituencies there?
I would characterize District 6 as diverse because it does extend from the north side all the way to the southeast side. And so it is extremely diverse in that aspect of it. I do see that it is actually quite chopped up versus the other districts. And I would like to see some of that closed in versus being leaving it. In my viewpoint, it leaves people out of the aspect of the city, you know, but being part of the city versus being located or considered basically in the county. So I would like to see those portions of the district closed in and brought into more of the to give them the feel of being part of the city more or less. And what I see is I would like to see some businesses brought into that area. I mean, it does have a large business sector, but it's more service focused in that aspect. So I would like to see just more businesses that are focused on entrepreneurship and opportunities for entrepreneurs to grow. That's what I would like to see. But I would actually like to see that in our entire city as a whole. This is not just the one district that we serve as a city council. We serve the entire city. And so my aspect of that, I would just like to, we have such excellent universities. We have, you know, UCCS, we have Colorado College, we have Colorado Tech. And so what I'd like to see in our city is getting our millennials involved in helping expand our economy, you know, sharing and collaborating, having the city as a whole collaborate with those individuals to foster growth and entrepreneurship. We have the opportunities to in those infill areas, those areas that are blank that might have some vacant buildings or vacant lots or whatsoever, but partnering with them and collaborating with them to offer them spaces to develop their companies and also to develop. I mean, we have awesome infrastructure here where tech companies could develop here. We have some awesome millennials that are attending these universities that I know that want to develop companies and businesses. So why not give them the opportunity for that? Why not collaborate with them? Why not offer them the opportunity? Why not invest in them as a city, as a whole? Doing that is going to, as our city continues to grow, I mean, we are the second largest city in the state of Colorado, right? And we're growing. I was just found out we're like one of the top 40 cities in the nation as far as size. So when you're looking at that, how do we foster that and get the millennials involved in this city growth? How do we expand employment for those individuals as they continue to come and as the city continues to grow? You know, even I commute to Denver in my current employment, so why not have those opportunities that are actually here in the city for quality employment? And I think the way that that's going to happen is we get our millennials involved in creating those small businesses and that can grow into larger companies and corporations right here in Colorado Springs.
When you look at growth and trying to foster entrepreneurship and foster growth in the business sector here, what do you see as the role of city council in what kinds of things can city council do to foster those kinds of?
Well, and city council can be supportive of our young people that are looking to do that, and also our business community as a whole, be supportive, and also just looking at making the regulations easier for small businesses to expand and also to grow. Looking at how our tax revenues are, looking at ways to. Maybe even relax those tax revenues for new businesses or new startups, or especially if they're coming from our local colleges, looking at way to reduce the tax burden on them when they want to do that startup, man, going forward, you know, for just doing some developing some initiatives that will help them boost their revenue as they're going forward. And then, you know, as for a period of time, you only do it for a period of time. And then after that period of time, of course, their revenue, the tax burden would come back on them. But, you know, looking at ways to partner and just these different initiatives that other larger cities are doing. And we are a large city. So even though we do have that small town feel, but those are just some of the aspects that I think about when it comes to that.
And when you look out at the city as a whole, what are some of the biggest challenges that you think the city faces right now?
We have so many challenges. Of course, we, you know, one of the ones that is most visible, we have our homeless population, and that it's a diverse population. Even though on the way I look at individuals, I still look at them as citizens of our city. No matter if they move here or whatever, they're still citizens of our city. And so that's one thing. And we just have to partner with our local nonprofits. We have to partner with the city, the state, to look at ways that we can help mitigate. Because it's a problem that honestly, I don't see ever being solved. But you can do things to help mitigate it. You can provide those services and provide opportunities for growth, because like I mentioned, it's a diverse population. You have individuals that are there that are homeless because they choose to be. You have those who are homeless because of financial situations that may have happened in their past. We have a large veteran population that are homeless. You know, maybe they, and when it comes to that veteran population, maybe they haven't gone and gone through the VA process, and maybe they don't even know that they have opportunities that are afforded to them. So just basically touching bases with the city as a collaborative effort. Looking at our services, partnering with the nonprofit agencies that are surrounding our city that provide those services, and seeing where we can get in and help and just be a big help to help mitigate it. To be honest, I mean, you're not going to solve it. It is a problem that is prevalent across our nation. The only thing that we can do is mitigate and help and be a help. So when I look at that, just basically seeing where we are right now as a city, as a city council, and as a city as a whole, and just partnering with these nonprofit and with the organizations that are in our city that provide services, and seeing how we can be of more assistance when it comes to that area. And then just overall, just looking at our housing and seeing what ways that we can partner with nonprofit organizations or even for-profit organizations to provide quality, low-income housing for those citizens that might find themselves in that situation.
One of the big issues that's been raised sort of time and time again recently is infrastructure, stormwater, some of those kinds of topics. And you have many people calling for a need to invest more in our local infrastructure here. Where do you stand on that issue?
I mean, I agree, because I just went through a tour of Colorado Springs Utilities and had a briefing from the CEO and his team about where the utilities stand and also what needs to be done when it comes to the stormwater and how big of a project that is. I mean, that's a huge project. As our city grows, it's going to become a bigger and bigger issue, because as development happens, then you have to worry about that stormwater runoff and where it goes and what happens to that stormwater. And so when I think about it, I know that the mayor is looking at, what is it, the Tabor refund of monies. And honestly, I agree with basically leaving that revenue. It came in through taxes, right? So leave that money with the city to help solve and help fund that stormwater, because it is about the city's infrastructure. So leave the money with the city. I mean, I pay taxes, and I know that the taxes are for the revenue of the city to help the infrastructure, and this is a city I live in, so I pay those taxes on purpose, you know. And so I see, hey, they got in extra money. Okay, the city should just run just like a business. When you take in extra money, you take that extra money and you spend it on infrastructure for growth. So leave the money as is, leave the money with the city instead of refunding it, and use it for stormwater or other infrastructure projects. I mean, we have road repairs that need to be done. We have bridge repairs that need to be done all across our city. So I say leave the money as it is, and then let it be used for what it was meant to, tax revenue and for the growth of our city.
You mentioned taxes. Colorado Springs has pretty low taxes compared to a lot of other cities around the country. Also, a relatively large imbalance between property taxes, which are low, and sales taxes, which are relatively high. Do you think we are where we should be in terms of taxes locally? Do you think those need to be raised? Do you think that the balance of sales and property tax needs to change?
Well, when I looked at the when coming from Texas, okay, and understanding how their tax rate was, and then coming here and seeing that some of it is actually pretty similar. I do believe that the balance is about right as far as property taxes versus sales taxes, and then of course we have income tax. So it's I believe the balance is about right. I mean, overall, as the city continues to grow. There might be some changes, but I think the size of the city as it is now and the revenue that is coming in, I think the balance is about right now.
When you look at city council in this previous term, are there places you think council could have done better or things that they ought to have done differently?
Actually, when looking at what they've done so far, I think they've done a really good job. I mean, I don't have anything bad to say about any one of our city council or current city council members or even the city council candidates. I think they're all highly qualified for the position that they're in. And looking at the overall decision and the overall aspect of the topics that they've had to cover and have had to vote on and had to make decisions about, I think they've done a pretty good job so far.
The incumbent for the seat that you're running for, Andy Pico, District 6, made waves last year with a resolution that he introduced titled "A Resolution Declaring Opposition to the Relocation of Refugees from the United States Refugee Resettlement Program to the City of Colorado Springs." I don't know if you, were you aware of that controversy at all?
No, I was not. I was actually still in the Army, so I was really worried about those things, but no. Feel free to fill me in.
It was a resolution introduced essentially opposing refugee resettlement from some of these countries, Syria and elsewhere, until vetting could be sort of vouched for. He ultimately shelved that resolution, but it's still, you know, out there.
Still out there.
Where do you fall on issues related to that?
So when I think about our country, so I kind of have a big view when I think about our country. Our country was built on immigrants, right? Really established on immigrants. And so having an opportunity to bring new individuals into our country, I have no problem with it. You know, I do agree that, you know, I have not really researched our vetting process, but I've gone through a security clearance and I've gone through a pretty extensive security clearance and you know, getting phone calls from friends like, hey, some dude just knocked on my door and was asking me all these questions about you. So I am pretty confident in our vetting process and our individuals who do those background checks and do the vetting. So I really would, in bringing new faces and new people into our beautiful city, I have no problem with it. The more the merrier. Our city is continually growing, right? So as we continue to grow, having new thoughts, new thought processes, having new aspects of how our city can grow and how our city can improve, I applaud it. That's just kind of how I am. I like to be extremely inclusive when it comes to individuals and their thoughts and how they see things. And so I say, bring them on. That's just my opinion. You know, I'm a person that being in the Army, I've experienced just a melting pot of individuals. So you have individuals from all walks of life. And so while I was in the Army, all I saw was green. And that's just the way that most of my friends and most of my compatriots were. You know, we had each other's back and we were there for one another. And I did it to serve our nation, right? And so our nation is truly a melting pot of individuals. So I have no problem with bringing in with people coming into our country and wanting to be a part of this great nation, you know, so that I would have to table it personally if it came to me. I would have to table that discussion or even vote it down or whatever, because, you know, I believe that one, our city is growing, so having more aspects of thought, more different diversity of thought, and having that melting pot of individuals, I think is great for our city.
When you look out 10, 15, 20 years and you see Colorado Springs likely to continue growing, what's your vision for the city? How would you like the city to look and feel, you know, 20 years from now?
20 years from now. When I look at Colorado Springs, I love the fact because when you look at it, you would not suspect that it would be the second largest city in the state of Colorado. And you would also not think it would be, you know, in the top 40 of largest cities across our nation, because it has such a wonderful small town feel. And so when I look at it, I would like it to continue to, we don't build, you know, somebody was saying that we don't build up, we kind of build out. And I would just, to be honest, I would like it to stay that way, to continue to building out. I mean, we have some infill areas that we could build in and bring those in. I mean, there's some industrial areas that could probably be repurposed. And I think those industrial areas are beautiful. Bring in that millennial, those millennials that have that vision to renew those areas, do some urban renewal in those areas. But I would like it to continue to have that small town feel 10 to 15 years from now, but just basically be a place where people would love to come. I would love to see some more bike lanes, and I have to put a plug in because that was my daughter's idea, because, you know, she's in college and she loves her bike. And so when she came home, she was like, you know what? I can't ride my bike around here as much as I can ride around where I'm at school. So I would love to see some more bike lanes. I would love to see some more trails that crisscross our city, where individuals can just walk to work if they so desired, or ride their bike across our city. So that's kind of how I'd like to keep it, that small town feel, but just add some more bike lanes, some more trails, and make it beautiful and keep it beautiful.
And on a similar note, Mayor Southers has kind of repeatedly invoked this idea of, he said, Colorado Springs is the 40th largest city in the United States, and we should, quote, start acting like it. What does that mean to you when you hear that?
Wow, start acting like it. That's kind of funny, because I'm just like, how are we not acting like it? Because, I mean, we have continuous population growth. We have awesome utilities, which supplies some great energy and has some great new energy ideas coming in development. And just basically, when I think about acting like it, I would say we need to start attracting some larger companies to come and provide some great employment for the citizens of our great city. So that's just the aspect of it that I look at, is maybe just doing things to attract those big companies to come in here, and the more technology companies that are going to keep our millennials here in our city to facilitate the growth overall.
Finally, I would like to just give you an opportunity to make a pitch. Why should the voters of District 6 vote for you?
Because I bring a fresh look to our city. I mean, I would actually be, somebody just pointed out that I would be the youngest member of the city council if I was elected. that's one great thing. But then also bring just a fresh look to the city council, just for a fresh outlook. I like to look at all the evidence before I make a decision. And so definitely be an individual that is going to do some research. I'm going to look at the history of it. I'm going to look at the impact of it. I'm going to listen to our citizens and their opinions before I make a decision. So I'm going to take in everything before I make the decision. And also, I'm going to look at our city as a whole and not just focus on my individual district. And of course, I will take all the citizens and constituents of my district's opinions into effect, but also look at the whole city and what's best for the city as a whole when making those decisions.
Robert Burns, candidate for Colorado Springs City Council, District 6. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jake. I appreciate it.